Hi everyone and happy Thursday. Hopefully you know by now that we do extra episodes every week for all of our lovely subscribers. And if you're thinking of becoming a subscriber but aren't sure quite what that involves, we thought we'd give you a little teaser.
And if after hearing this you want to instantly subscribe, which of course you will, then head to the episode description for all of the links. Thank you guys so much for listening and we will see you next week.
We do actually have a listener question which made us both really chuckle this week. We thought we'd share it. Lauren, take it away.
All righty. Okay, a lovely listener. Hello, lovely listener. They have said, "Hi, Lauren. Sorry for the long message, but I feel I need to have a rant here. Girl, this is the place to have a rant. I recently was having lunch with the girls from work and chose to have a salad for my lunch. I didn't choose it as the healthy choice. I chose it because I love chicken Caesar salad. There were two of us in the conversation in bigger bodies, me and one other girl. She's always on the next fad diet and juicing and fasting, etc. This girl, while I was enjoying my salad, turned around to me and said, 'Are you excited by Ozempic? We won't have to eat rubbish like this anymore,' and pointed to my salad. And our lovely listener said, 'Well, first I was annoyed because I like my salad. It's a posh one and even comes with bacon.'" Look, we're here for a posh salad. But then she says, "But then I felt really sorry for her because she must spend her life not enjoying food in the hope of being skinny. And mate, haven't we all been there? Then I felt angry that it's the fellow bigger girl who was giving me more grief for being in a bigger body than the straight size girls. I also don't think the salad is very healthy, but I don't care because I enjoy the fucking salad." I don't know what the point of this email was other than to say I don't know how to feel and I love this podcast.
Aww.
I have those feelings too. Do you have any thoughts?
So many thoughts.
Yeah, what a chicken Caesar salad right now.
Oh my God. We'll get into the seriousness of this. But can I just start by saying that chicken Caesar salad, chips and a Diet Coke is... I've just come. Literally,
can we go... mate, can we please go to like that pub garden soon and just go and have that?
Yes.
In the spring,
but
summer.
But what really upsets me is that when you go to a pub or anywhere that's like, I don't know, not great, let's say... Mm-hmm. They say it's a chicken Caesar salad. It isn't. It comes with the wrong lettuce. It comes with, oh my God, honestly, # childhood trauma. It comes with tomatoes and cucumber and things that don't belong in a chicken Caesar salad. I'm a chicken Caesar salad purist, guys. I just want the correct lettuce with quite a lot of sauce as well. They never put enough fucking sauce on it. Bit of croutons and some chicken. Is it that hard?
It's not that hard. I'm absolutely dying that you're so upset about tomatoes and cucumber.
They don't belong in a chicken Caesar salad.
So what you're saying is I'm coming around to your house and we're going to have like a big fuck off bowl of chicken Caesar salad. Can I have bacon? She had bacon on hers. I want bacon on mine.
Yeah, loads of dressing.
Yeah, like crispy bacon.
Just some crispy chips with some salt.
Yeah, and loads of pepper.
Yes. Oh, do you know what can go in the bin though, in the bag of dicks? The little anchovies. Oh. Not here for that. No, thank you. Don't mind them in the sauce.
On a Caesar salad?
But I don't want little fish heads. I don't want to see them. No, thank you.
No. Absolutely not. My God, I'm bloody starving,
same,
mate. Honestly.
Same. So hungry.
I'm cooking a chicken right now, guys. I'm cooking a whole roast chicken in the oven and I can smell
it. Oh, mate, I've got chicken Kiev in my oven. I'm well happy.
how the turntables right now.
Anyway, right. Should we go back to this? Sorry.
Let's
this
be serious,
dilemma.
Please.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, it takes a lot of time and energy and effort to overcome the whole, like, I just want a salad because they're tasty and that's what I want, rather than thinking, like, it's a healthy option. So, like, good for you for getting there. And it was also just really sad and really telling of how ingrained diet culture is in us that we can't think of just wanting a salad. And so, like, I love salad. As you've just heard, I love it. And sometimes I really, really crave it. And I feel like, you know, like I just want a big old fat salad. We don't have to, you know, think of it as the healthy option and that it's miserable and sad and good or bad. It's really, it's quite disheartening, isn't it? That like, as you say, a fellow plus size girl was saying that.
I know, that's the bit that made me sad. Mm. But I do understand it, mate, because we've all been there and we've all been on these diets and on Slimming World and stuff. And you can't tell me that we're all sitting there eating our fucking quark quiches thinking that was delicious. Yeah. We're eating it for a reason. And like, I remember not that many years ago, actually, I was calorie counting and I went to my dad's for dinner, which I never do. And he was making fajitas and I asked him to buy the iceberg lettuce things, the romaine lettuce maybe. Mm. And like instead of having wraps with my fajitas that he'd made me, and he literally hasn't made me food since I was like a kid, I had just sat there with like lettuce wraps. Like that's not fun. Mm. I just want to enjoy my food. Yeah. So that's our times.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.